So if you're successful, maybe rich, maybe even famous, and yet you still want more, perhaps you're striving to get more, to get more money, to get more fame, more success, and yet nothing quite seems to ever fill that hole, then this video is most definitely for you. Hello, my name is Adam Tallamy and welcome to this latest episode of The Hero Process. And today we're going to be talking about why we are all striving to get more, no matter how much success, how much money, or perhaps even how much fame you've already achieved. It doesn't seem to make too much difference because we're all out there wanting more. What is that all about and what can you do about it? How can you find this sort of fulfillment or fill that hole or just feel good enough about yourself exactly as you are? That is the question that we're going to answer today, and I'm going to try and give you a few tips and techniques that you can use to help you move forward. So in a word, there is a need to go inside. And what I mean by that is to look at the deeper reasons why you're doing what you're doing. It took me to have the burnout before I stopped and asked myself those questions. That happened in 2008, and I've been kind of going deep inside myself ever since then. And I've also been working with many coaching clients to help them do the same, including some who were very successful and very well off. And yet they didn't feel that happy either. And one client in particular comes to mind who came to me wanting to make £1 million. That was her goal. And we worked on this for a period of time. And actually the real underlying reason why she wanted that was because she didn't feel good enough about herself. And I think that's probably, if you get real down to brass tacks, that's probably how we all feel deep down. And yet most of us keep ourselves so busy striving for more because we can't face really looking at ourselves in that manner. And that was certainly the case for me as well. I really didn't like myself, didn't love myself. You know, I would never have recognized that prior to the burnout, but that was definitely the case. And I was always trying to fill this hole in me, this part of me that didn't feel loved. And I was trying to do it through external means. I was trying to, again, make more money, have more success, get more respect from people, become better known. I wanted that respect and love from my parents, from my dad in particular. I was always trying to get his attention. And it took me a long time to realize that that was really what I was doing, because we're all out there in busyness, in business, right? Trying to really ignore what it's all about. And to start to ask those questions can be one of the absolutely hardest things you can do. But I can't remember who it was who said it now, but the famous line that your quality of life is dictated by the questions you ask is just such a truism. I mean, you know, until you really start to understand who you are and why you are acting and feeling how you are, you're going to be rushing around pretty busy for the rest of your life. So, but there is a way out. And the way out is, first of all, to start asking those questions. And if you're watching this video, you are already well on that path, would be my suggestion. But it's one thing to ask the questions and to know there's an issue, and it's quite another to actually be able to do something about it. And I guess this is what I teach. I teach people how to deal with those thoughts and feelings. And really where all of this ultimately leads you to is to finding and living your life purpose. Now, for some people, you can find that life purpose quite simply through asking a few direct questions. What is your life purpose? And they might not know it initially, and you might not know it initially, but actually, probably for about 50% of people, when you really start to delve into it, they tend to have a real idea. And it's often the things that they're most passionate about. It's often the, you know, oh, I'd love to be doing that, or that would be my absolute dream, but I just don't think I could do it. I don't have, you know, either don't have the money, the time, I couldn't do that and leave my family, or whatever it is. And obviously, you know, they can be very valid reasons. So those things I would suggest are more like your passions or your dreams, but they are very often very important stepping stones on the route to your life purpose. And life purpose really is something bigger than you. It is more about making a difference in the world. So it's less about you and more about you helping other people. And to get there from a genuine place of selflessness, you've got to be feeling really good in yourself. You've got to fill that hole in yourself and got to a place where you like and love yourself and feel worthy enough and deserving enough in yourself to actually be able to give freely. And hey, I was never like that. I really, really wasn't. For years and years and years and years, virtually all of my life, I only wanted to make more money, be more successful. That was my big thing. That was my passion, was to be a success in business. And it was only after working on myself and going inside and changing some of my beliefs, some of my thoughts, and also the subconscious, unconscious feelings about myself, that I started to fill myself up with love. And it sounds a bit woo-woo, but it's a very real thing. You can absolutely do that for yourself. So no matter how you feel about yourself right now, let me tell you that you can change it. And equally, no matter what you've been through in life, you can work through those issues, challenges to come out the other side. And I've seen people who've been through horrific circumstances do that. So I know that this is absolutely possible. It does require time, persistence, and effort. And it can be really challenging, but the rewards are manifold. You're going to end up feeling much, much happier as I use this hand movement often when I'm, so on one hand, as you kind of decrease and get rid of the sadness in you, then your happiness levels are going to start to go up. Okay. And ultimately, typically after 3 to 6 months of doing this work, you're going to get to a place where you're about, probably towards a 10 out of 10 happy every day. Now I'm talking about a default level of joy, really. It's a deeper sort of happiness. There can be stuff still going on. You're like, life isn't perfect, right? And yet your default level of happiness is going to be up around the 9s or 10s. And what that does is it allows your life purpose to suddenly come in. And it, you can do an exercise. You can sit with a pen and paper, when you feel intuitively to do so, and you can write, what is my life purpose? And it may well come to you in that way. It has for me in the past, but I guess how I see it is life purpose builds on one another. So you'll get your purpose, initially your passion, your dream, you'll follow that. Then your purpose will start to come in, which will be more about the external world, what you can do to help. And that's when it gets really interesting and exciting. And it feels like it comes from a different place. It's almost like you're given your purpose rather than you deciding what it's going to be. And once you know what it is, then you can start to proactively work towards it. And that will always bring up its own set of challenges. It will, my personal belief is that we have life purposes in order to grow and to develop as people and to become happier. And when you're really living it, you're going to feel passionate about it and excited because you're going to be doing some good stuff. You're going to be making a difference. But it's also going to push some of your buttons. And if it didn't, then it wouldn't be big enough, really. And it wouldn't be your purpose, because I think purpose is there to help you grow. So if you are already successful, rich, perhaps even famous, and you still want something more, then this is an amazing journey you can take, which will ultimately fill that hole in you. And it doesn't mean that you're going to stop wanting more. You might still want more money. I know that I do, but it's coming from a very different place now. And I kind of want to use it to, yes, look after myself, but also to do more good in the world and make a bigger difference. And my experience is that once you come from that place, then the universe will really get behind you and start to support you and bring in all of the people and the synchronicities and the things that you want. And life can get really exciting when that happens. It's like you really get in the flow of things. And along the way, you are going to get happier. So you're going to get up towards that sort of 10 out of 10 default joy level, happy, you know, deeper level of happiness, which can't be a bad thing, right? And not only that, you are going to start to live your life purpose. You're going to start to make a difference as you go. And it's going to shift your whole sort of priorities and sense of who you are and why you are here. And for me, it's the most exciting thing you can possibly do. It's a journey, I mean, I've been on it for 10 years now, and I only wish I'd started it sooner. But everything has its timing. So if you're excited about the prospect of finding and then living your life purpose, which, by the way, is the most incredible journey you can ever take, my suggestion would be to contact me via my website at www.adamtalamy.com. I will leave details at the end of this video. And book yourself in for either an initial conversation, or ideally go for it and book in a discovery session where we will get you firmly on the path of finding and living your life purpose. So if you've enjoyed this episode of The Hero Process, please like and subscribe, and check out some of our other episodes, which talk a lot more about life purpose and how to find more fulfillment and ultimately get what you want in life.